I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 10th. Tomorrow is the deadline for candidates in this year's Quincy elections to return their nomination papers to City Hall. Candidates have until Tuesday at 5 p.m. to submit their papers to the city clerk's office. The signatures of at least 50 registered Quincy voters are needed in order for a resident to appear on the ballot. All six ward council seats, the three at-large council seats, three school committee seats, and the mayor's seat are all up for re-election this year. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he'd like to see the city take over Wollaston Beach. In a recent interview with the Quincy Sun, Koch said he feels the city can do a better job of maintaining the beach than the state. The move would need approval from the state legislature and the governor. State Representative Tanki Chan, whose district includes most of Wollaston Beach, says a better idea might be to have the state hire the city of Quincy to maintain the property. Chan also says previous mayors, including Jim Sheets and William Phelan, also proposed city takeover of Wollaston Beach and Quincy Shore Drive, but that never materialized. Some changes are coming to the Red Line this month to allow for some track maintenance. The MBTA says buses will replace trains between JFK UMass and North Quincy from 8:45 p.m. to the end of service tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, and on July 20th. Buses will also replace trains between JFK UMass and Braintree from 8:45 p.m. to the end of service, July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. The T says crews will perform critical rail and tie replacement work that will alleviate speed restrictions. A wreath-laying ceremony will be held tomorrow at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center to mark the 256th birthday anniversary of President John Quincy Adams. Each year, a ceremony is held to mark the birthday anniversary of both President John Quincy Adams, the nation's sixth president, and his father, President John Adams, the nation's second president, whose birthday anniversary is in October. The tombs of both presidents and their wives are in the basement crypt of the church, known as the Church of Presidents. This year's ceremony for John Quincy will focus on his legacy of equality. The wreath will be presented on behalf of President Joe Biden by Lieutenant Commander Alicia Ping from the Navy Operational Support Center in Quincy. The ceremony will feature the Navy Band Northeast's Brass Quintet and the Quincy Choral Society. Tomorrow's ceremony begins at noon and is open to the public. A Quincy man is facing charges of having child pornography on his phone. 52-year-old Kevin McBride was arrested after an employee at the Metro PCS store on Hancock Street in Quincy Center found the pornography on the phone when McBride brought it in for repairs on Friday afternoon. Employee called police, and McBride reportedly grabbed the phone from an officer and smashed it on the floor. Police say they had already seen the pornography, so McBride faces charges including possession of child pornography, disorderly conduct, making threats, intimidating a witness, and tampering with evidence. He was held over the weekend, faces arraignment today in Quincy District Court. Well, jurors went home for the weekend after failing to reach a verdict in the case of a man who's accused of killing a Weymouth police sergeant and an innocent bystander in 2018. Friday was the fifth day of deliberations, but there appears to be an issue with a juror, an issue that brought her to tears in the courtroom and is delaying the process. For nearly the entire day, the judge met with lawyers at sidebar, which is not public, calling the matter sensitive. One juror was brought to sidebar five times and broke down in tears at times. Emmanuel Lopes is accused of killing Sergeant Michael Chesna and Vera Adams. A juror raised a question to the judge on Thursday, but the content of the inquiry was not revealed in open court because the judge described it as a sensitive nature. In response, the judge repeated instructions to the jury about their duty to reach a unanimous decision. Deliberations are scheduled to resume in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham at 10 o'clock this morning. Well, Massachusetts transportation officials say they are expecting heavier traffic congestion starting today due to construction that will have the Sumner Tunnel closed throughout the summer. The Sumner officially closed to all traffic on July 5th. It will remain completely shut down through Thursday, August 31st. During the closure, they'll be working on the ceiling, road, walls, and lights and adding safety and climate improvements. Yesterday, State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver said there have been no setbacks so far and everything was going as planned. 100% of suspended ceilings have now been removed, and workers are shifting to chipping out concrete and preparing for precast arch construction. That will take place for the rest of the summer. Although the area was shut down last week, officials believe the biggest traffic impact will begin during this morning's commute. Traffic's expected to be impacted from East Boston, north of the city, and at Logan Airport. Gulliver said there will likely be residual impacts on parts of the Mass Pike, Southeast Expressway, and other routes into the city. MassDOT said plans are in place to ensure fast emergency response times, including a command center with direct access to agencies on the ground. A long-standing summer staple on the South Shore is going on the auction block. Peaceful Meadows Ice Cream in Whitman will be sold at auction in August, according to a social media post from the auctioneering and real estate company J.J. Manning Auctioneers. The family is willingly selling the business after 61 years of serving the South Shore. Over 50 acres of agricultural land will also be up for auction, as well as the two-family house across the street. J.J. Manning says the store will remain open through the end of August, and the Plymouth location will remain open. A check of business news. Stocks open the day in negative territory. The Dow down 187 points. The NASDAQ lost 18. The S&P fell 12. Asian stocks also got off to a slow start. The dollar rose. The euro slipped. Oil at $73 a barrel. And sports. Well, the New England Free Jacks put another notch in New England's national championship belt on Saturday after going back and forth in an 80-minute showdown against the San Diego Legion in Chicago after securing a franchise-first playoff win last weekend. The Free Jacks underscored their 16-2 season with the team's first Major League Rugby Championship Shield and a 25-24 victory over the Legion at SeatGeek Stadium in Chicago on Saturday. The team with its home base at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. And the Red Sox beat Oakland 4-3. They're off now until Friday when they'll be in Chicago against the Cubs at 8 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Muggy with a high of 75 degrees. More storms possible tonight, low of 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid, high of 85. Hazy, hot and humid on Wednesday, a high of 92. And some storms around Thursday, muggy with a high of 88. The boater waves about a foot, winds out of the east, 5 to 10, gusting to 20 knots. High tide, 6:18 p.m. Sunrise at 5:16, set at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 10th.